This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubais, Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. The Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis asks the following contradiction. The Mishnah in the beginning of the parak said the following Narois have Knas, and among them were Chayve Krisos. Now we know Chayve Krisos are also get Malkus. For example, if somebody lives with their sister, or their father's sister, or their mother's sister, or their wife's sister, or the wife of their brother, or the wife of their father's brother, or Anida, all of these things you chayv malkus. And these women get knas, the Mishnah said. So that means there's knas, there's mamain, and there's malkus. But yet there's a rule, you're not in loikin umashalman. So that means if the Mishnah says they get a knas, that means they pay money, but they don't necessarily get malkus. And yet the Mishnah in Malkus says that they get malkus. So which one is it? Here in our Gemara we're saying that, in our Aparik we're saying that you pay money, and in Malkus we say you get lashes. So Ula's answer was as follows. Whenever there's lashes and money, you pay money. And that's the explanation for our Mishnah. What's pshat in the Mishnah and Malkus? Why there do you get Malkus and don't pay money? So the Gemara says, well, because there we're talking about a Boigeras. So there's no knas for a Boigeras. Yeah, but the Gemara asks, what about Boishas and Pagam? No, she's a Shoita. What about Pain? She's a Mefuta. Okay, the Gemara gave various Ukimtas. And the Gemara says, well, then that means Ula holds, whenever there's money and lashes, you pay and you don't get lashes. Where did Ula get this from? The Gemara said, well, maybe he learns it out from somebody who hits their friend, where you pay money and you don't get lashes. The Gemara says, nah, you can't learn out from there. The Gemara says, maybe he learns it from Adam Zoymiman. Nah, you can't learn out from there. The Gemara says, maybe you learn out from both. No, ma lahatzad ha-shava shavahen shekein yesh bahen sad chamor. So now the Gemara says, ela ula, rather ula, tachas gomar. Ula learns out gzera shava. Ula learns out gzera shava. Tachas gomar. Ula learns out gzera shava. How so? What does that mean, he makes gzera shava? Ksiv hacha, tachas asher ina. It says about somebody who raped a woman that he has to pay her 50 shkalim because he afflicted her. Tachas asher ina, because he afflicted her. Now, that's pashat. That sort of goes without saying. Obviously, he's giving her the 50 shkalim because he afflicted her. He's not giving her 50 shkalim as, you know, a special sign of appreciation. It's obvious because he abused her. So that pasuk is extra. Uksiv hasam, and it says by someone who hit their friend, ayin tachas ayin. So says the Gemara, ma hasam amayin b'sham milkalay laki. Just like when you hit your friend, you pay money, you don't get lashes. Av kol hecha de'ikam amayin amalka. So too, anytime there's monetary payment and lashes, Mamayna Mashalim, you pay Mulki Lailaki, you don't get lashes. Basically, we make a Gzera Shava from Ayin Tachas Ayin, with somebody who hits their friend, to the case of somebody who rapes a woman. Just like if somebody hits their friend, you pay, you don't get lashes. So too, if somebody rapes a woman, you pay, and you don't get lashes. Now, it could be, even though the Gemara says that Ula is going to learn out to everywhere where there's money and lashes, you pay money and you don't get lashes, at the end of the day, he's learning it out from someone who hits their friend, and he's learning it to someone who rapes a woman. Whether you could then extend it beyond that is not simple. May not be. Maybe only by someone who hits their friend, some Adam Zoymiman, and someone who rapes a woman, maybe only there you pay money and you don't get lashes. We don't necessarily know everywhere, even though the language of the Gemara is, af kol hecha de'ika mamayinu umalkas, everywhere where there's money and malchus, you pay money. Fine. That's Ula. Ula Shita is when you have money and malchus, you pay. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Again, the stira was, in our perek, it says these women get monetary payment if somebody rapes their sister. And then it says in Masechta Makos, somebody rapes their sister, they get lashes. Rabbi Yochanan says, very simple solution. In Masechta Malkus, the guy was warned. So since he was warned, he gets lashes. And whenever there's lashes and money, you get lashes. In our perek, the guy wasn't warned. So if he wasn't warned, he can't get lashes. So now, perforce, the only penalty left is money. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu tema achoy seinara. You don't have to say like Ula, that Masechta Malkus is talking about a boigeres, and that's why she doesn't pay a knas. No, you could even say Masechta Malkus is talking about a nara. And there, the reason why you get malchus and not mamon is because whenever there's malchus and mamon, you get lashes. But the way we answer the contradiction is kan shehisrubai, kan shalahisrubai. In Masechta Malkus, the guy was warned, therefore he gets makos, and once there is makos, you don't pay monetary payment. Kan shalahisrubai, Masechta Ksubas, the guy wasn't warned, so malchus is not a possibility, so therefore you pay money. Alma kesav Rabbi Yochanan. So we see Rabbi Yochanan holds kol hecha deika mamon umalkus, whenever there's money and lashes, the isrube, and he was warned milka laki, he gets lashes mamon alay masham, he doesn't pay. Minalei le Rabbi Yochanan ha, where did Rabbi Yochanan get it from? We know Ula who holds when there's money and lashes you pay money, he learns it out from tachas, but Rabbi Yochanan who holds whenever there's money and lashes you get lashes, where does he get it from? Says Gemara, Amarkra, the pasuk says, "Kedei rishasai, you punish someone in accordance with their wickedness. Mishum risha achas ata mechayvai, for one act of wickedness, a person could be chayev. Vei ata mechayvai mishum shtei rishiyos, but a person is not liable for two wickednesses. Meaning, we can only nail somebody once for a punishment. We can't nail him twice for the same punishment. Now, maybe you'll say, so let him pay. How do you know he gets malchus? Says the Gemara, v'samach le'arbam yakenu. Juxtaposed nearby the pasuk of kedei rishasai is the pasuk of malchus. So here we see when you're only going to administer one punishment, it will be malchus. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. But we know if somebody hits their friend, you pay money and you don't get malchus. The exact opposite of Rabbi Yochanan's rule. If somebody injures their friend, deika mamay no malchus, there he's incurring monetary payment. He's incurring a chiv of malchus. And the halacha is mamay no mashalim milkaloy laki. He pays money and he doesn't get malchus.
We just said it's the asrubay.
I understand. True, right. Look, the Gemara says, you'll say, well, maybe when you hit your friend, you only pay and you don't get malchus if he wasn't warned. But maybe if he's warned, he gets malchus, he doesn't pay. But we know that's not true. We know that when somebody hits their friend, even if they were warned, they pay and they don't get malchus. Rabbi Ami said, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he kahu hakaa she'im ba shava pruta. If you hit someone, a hitting that is not a shava pruta. If someone hits a hakaa, somebody hits somebody." He makes a little scratch, and he does not inflict a depreciation that is worth a pruta. Loike, you get malchus. Someone who hits someone, and the depreciation, it was not worth a pruta, he gets malchus. Hey chidami, what's the case? Idolei asrube, if he wasn't warned, amai loike, why does he get malchus? You can't get malchus if you weren't warned. Elapshita the asrube. It must be he was warned. And the reason why you get malchus and you don't pay is because the damage was less than a shava pruta. The time of the lespa shava pruta. The reason is the damage was not a pruta, ha ispa shava pruta. But if the damage was worth a pruta, mamayna mishalem, then you would pay milkalai loki, and you won't get malchus. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that we're going to learn from kedei rishasai that when there are two penalties, you're going to get malchus, but we know if somebody hits someone, and on the one hand the Torah says don't hit the guy, so there's a chi of malchus. On the other hand, you got to pay money. The halacha is that you pay. So that flies in the face of Rabbi Yochanan, of the rule of Rabbi Yochanan that kedei rishasai and you get malchus. So how could that rule be? We see when you hit your friend, you pay and you don't get malchus. Just the opposite. So Gemara says basically the reason why if you hit your friend, you pay and you don't get malchus is because that's a special exception. It's an exception to the rule because the Torah explicitly says that when someone hits their friend, they pay and they don't get malchus. Kida Amar Rabbi Lai, like Rabbi Lai said, Beferish Ribsa Torah Edim Zoymimin Letashlumin. Just like Rabbi Lai said regarding Edim Zoymimin, the Torah explicitly included it for monetary payment. Hachanami here also, the Feirish Ribsa Torah Chayvel B'Chaver L'Tashumim. The Torah explicitly included someone who hits their friend for payment. And therefore, even though the usual rule is Kedei Rishasai, that you get one penalty, and that penalty is Arbaim Yakenu, but when somebody hits their friend, where the Torah explicitly says that you pay, so that's the rule when you hit your friend. Says the Gemara, Vehecha Itmar de Rabbi Allah. Where was Rabbi Allah taught? Aha, on the following case. Me'idin anu es ish Pliny. We testify about Pliny. We testify about Pliny that he's chayiv for his friend 200 zuz. In other words, let's say two edim testify. Reuven owes Shimon 200 bucks. V'nimtzu zaymimin, and the edim made up the story. They were not even there that day. They were in they were somewhere. They were somewhere else. V'nimtzu zaymimin, they turned out to be zaymimin. Loikin, they get malchus. They're chayiv malchus because they testified falsely. Umishalman, they have to pay money because they tried to get Reuven to pay money. So we do to them what they try to do to somebody else. So loikin, they're liable to lashes. Umishalman, and they're liable to monetary payment. Shaloi hashem hamavien lidei makos, because the infraction that they incurred that would bring them to lashes is not the same name, is not the same liability, mevi'en lidei tashumin, that brings them to payment. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the opinion of Rav Meir. Basically, Rav Meir holds that you get lashes and you pay. You get lashes for testifying falsely and you pay money because you try to make, these edim try to make Reuven pay money. The sages say, no, kol hameshalem enoi loike, anyone who pays does not get lashes. Says Gemara, v'neima kol haloike enu meshalem. Why don't we say the opposite? Why don't we say, anyone who gets lashes doesn't pay? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Illa. Rabbi Illa said, Beferush ribsa toira edim zoymimin letashlumin. Explicitly, the Torah said that edim zoymimin pay. Meaning, even though in general the rule might be when there are lashes and money, you get lashes, but by Edim Zoymim, the Torah explicitly wrote, you pay money. Where the Torah explicitly include Edim Zoymim for monetary payment? Heichan Ribsa Torah, where the Torah include it? Michti, let us see. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Va'asisam la, you should do to the Edim, Kasher Zomam La'asais La'achiv, what they planned to do to their brother. So the Pasuk says, do to the Edim what they planned to do to their brother. Then a little bit later down it says, Kaini nasim by lamali. The pasuk says, "Kaini nasim by." Let's see. The pasuk says, "Va'asisam la'kasher zaman lasis le'achiv uviyarta hara mikerbecha," and then it says, "After due to the Edom what they plan to do, lo'isachos einecha, don't have pity." Nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yad b'yad, regel b'regel. Well, one more time. It says, v'asisam l'kasha zama masas l'achiv. Yad b'yad l'amali. Why does it have to say a hand for a hand? We already know we're going to do to the Edom what they intended to do to the witnesses. Why does it have to say a hand for a hand? That expression is extra. It says, Leisachos einecha, nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yad b'yad. The answer is, it's saying that the penalty is davar hanita in miyad liyad, something that's given from hand to hand. Umaynihu, what is given from hand to hand? Mamayin. So Rabbi Illa said that even if in general when you have two penalties you're going to get Malkus, but by Edom Zayman Torah explicitly includes it for money. Umayniyu mamayin. So too choyvel b'chaveroi nami. So too if someone injures his friend, michti, let us see. Ksiv kashar asa kinyi asalai. It says, as he did, so should be done to him. This is what it says by someone who hits their friend. It says, V'ish ki yitein mum ba'amisai, ka'asher asa kenye yasaloi. Which means he inflicted damage. He is punished. Why does the Torah then say, ka'asher yitein mum ba'adam kenye nasein bai? It says, Kasher asa kenye yasaloi. Kaini nasim by lamali, says Gemara. Davar sheyesh by nesina. It refers to something which is given. Umaynihu. What is that referring to? Mamayin, monetary payment. Monetary payment. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds like this: when there are two penalties, money and lashes, you only administer one. Where do we learn that from? Kedei Rishasai. We administer for one wickedness, we administer one punishment, not two. Which one? Next to the pasuk Kedei Rishasai, it says Arba'im Yakenu. Which means when you have two punishments, you get lashes. The Gemara asks, we know if you hit your friend, and there are two punishments, because it's even if you were warned, you get the punishment of money. That's like Rabbi Law said, because there's an explicit inclusion, especially when you hit your friend and you pay money. Rabbi Law applied that to Edom Zoymimin, that by Edom Zoymimin, even if there's lashes and money, you pay money, because there too the Torah gave an explicit ribuy, and so too by Chayvil B'Chavera, the Torah gave an explicit ribuy. Okay, everyone, thank you very much for joining. I wish you a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Tomorrow, stay tuned, we have an amazing shiur about somebody who can't do bris milah. Does he wear tefillin on Shabbos? Have a great day, great night. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.